This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fraternity Club at Ferry Meadow. You can get your best wood fire pizzas in the Illawarra here. Come on down, join as a member, grab a drink, have dinner, sit back and watch some football on the big screen. If you're having a function, be sure to get in contact with a frat as they have an extremely large function room upstairs in the club. The podcast is also brought to you by our sponsor, Austbrokers, City State Insurance Brokers. Contact them or see them at their office on Crown Street just above Zambrero for all your insurance needs. Both of our sponsors are fantastic supporters of football. Both are run by football people, so be sure to show some support. And welcome back to the South Coast Footballic, the podcast again for another week. I'm on my own again this week. So Josh came back for 1 week, but he's on hiatus again. So guess what? It's just me and you again on in your ears this week. So look, everyone's off me. Everyone's unavailable, but we'll push on. We'll push on. This podcast will never stop. Now, over the next few months in particular, we've got some pretty big things in the works. So I'm sure you've seen the concept t-shirts we've been throwing around the last week on our Insta and Facebook. Looking hopefully to drop them in the near future for everyone. So look, we'd love you guys to support the shirts when they do drop. Just remember that every bit of support shown by you guys will be reciprocated. So if you buy a shirt or support the frat, our major sponsor, that appreciation will be given back through the content I provide for you guys. So quick plug in as well. The frat's got the UEFA Champions League final on their big screen this weekend, Sunday the 30th of May at 5 a.m. Man City and Chelsea. Now, if there's anywhere you want to watch a big football game in this region, the big screen at the frat is where to go for that. And now also the frat has got the Euros showing in the club from the 11th of June to the 11th of July. I can guarantee the club will be going off, particularly when the Azzurri, Italy, of course, are playing. So be sure to get down to the frat for as many games as possible. But now to the football, the local football, what a round it was. My biggest eye catcher from the local leagues over the weekend, round 9. The ball hit the back of the net in round 9 of the 6 games 30 times. The highest scoring round of the season so far. Goals galore. Cameron Morgan, Guy Knight and Steve Ogonoski bagged the round's 3 hat-tricks, so they accounted for the third of the goals. But despite the league-high goal tally, 4 teams were kept scoreless over the weekend. So only 8 teams accounted for the 30 goals. Getting tongue twisted there. The 30 goals of the round came from just 8 teams, and the winning teams outscored the losing teams 26-4. So a lot of dominance from the winning teams in particular this weekend. Some standout players that caught our eye. 3 hat tricks over the weekend, of course. New Golden Boot leader Cameron Morgan getting another hattie. Guy Knight, an immense performance for Bulleye on Saturday night, grabbing a hat-trick. And Steve Ogranowski as well, absolutely deadly in front of goal against Cringilla. 4 Coniston, grabbing the hat-trick. Not only that as well, there's still a few more players we want to mention. Matty Brennan from Wollongong United grabbing a double as well. He's gone himself on the score sheet a few times this weekend. And Rennie Vescia grabbing man of the match at Osher Park as well with a clean sheet. So well done to those guys. But moving on to this weekend, who am I looking out for? Well, I can't go past the Alien Park and Wollongong United game. Easily the biggest game of the round. One of the biggest games of the season so far. What a game that would be. Both teams of Coniston, of course, who are in immense form, are hot on their heels. So if anyone drops points, Coniston's right there to pounce. But come this time next week, what will the headlines read? So I reckon Bulleye's finally found their form again. So 2 wins in the last week, if you want to include the Bettbender Cup win against Helensburgh midweek. Got a win against bottom of the table, South Coast United as well. But I reckon that has primed them for a big local derby against Winuna this weekend at Balls Paddock. They have had the wood over the Winuna a couple of times. I believe they beat them last year and, of course, the year before that. They did go down 3-0, I think, the year before that to Winuna, but they got the win at Ocean Park. So it was a dominant win the first time in 2019 for Bulleye. And then the second round, of course, Winuna got a big 3-0 win at Balls Paddock. So Winuna, it's not impossible to win at Balls Paddock for Winuna. They've got some pretty good memories there. Just a narrow loss last year, though, as well. My tip for playing around this weekend, look, he's flying under the radar a little bit, but I'm going to go Matty Brennan. In the last month in particular, he's been absolutely superb for Wollongong United. So watch out for him. But I'm also looking out for the race for the top five. So eighth spot is just 2 points away. And ninth is only 5 spots away as well. So the top four are creeping away a little bit. But I feel there is 8 teams that at least they can challenge for the five. If Cromwell found some form, then I'd chuck them in there as well and make a 9. I was discussing this with Dylan Arvella the other day, but he reckons that the current top six are the only teams with a chance making the five. Look, I disagreed, but everyone's entitled to their opinion, of course. But now, touching on that subject, we're going to get into the table. We've got Olympic, of course, on top with 22 points, 8 games played. They'll make up that game this weekend. Wollongong United, they are on 21 points after 2 big wins, 9 games played, of course. Abbey Park White Eagles are on 20 points in third. Coniston on 19 points in fourth. And then there's a 5-point gap to Bulleye in fifth, who are on 14. Winoona on 14 as well, but they've got a game in hand, of course, the one against Olympic this weekend. And we've got Port Kembla in seventh spot on 12. Tarawana in eighth spot on 11 points. Coromandel Rangers on 9 points in ninth. And Bulambi Rosellas and Cringilla Lions, both on 4 points, 10th and 11th respectively. But we've got South Coast United on the bottom, minus 30 goal difference, 0 points yet to get a point. Now, not only is round 10 on this weekend as well, Olympic, Wollongong Olympic and Winoona's catch-up game is on this Sunday as well. So big weekend for both clubs. But now we'll get into the round 9 review, brought to you by the Fraternity Club. Now, Winoona and Wollongong United, a big 4-0 win for United in this one. A huge result. A dominant, dominant win for United. Wollongong United, title contenders once again. They're there every single year. Their 2021 record has been almighty impressive. Mind you, they haven't lost a game yet. 4 wins out of their last 5. Big 5-1 win over Tara to start with. 4-2 over Coromandel. They had that draw with Bulleye and Cringilla back-to-back, but since then, it has been non-stop for them. 3-1 over Bulambi, 2-0 over Port Kembla. They had that 2-2 draw against Coniston as well. Macedonia Park, they had a 5-0 win over South Coast United and a 4-0 win last weekend over Winoona. So they've been immense so far. With their game on the weekend, though, it was a dominant result right from the get-go. Danny Lazarevsky opening the scoring in just the 3rd minute. So it was very, very early. Matty Brennan with a quick-fire double inside 18 minutes. And Dinko Tursic in the 53rd minute, fin rounding it off with a penalty. A couple of yellow cards for Winoona as well, but all in all, a dominant, dominant result for Bulleye. Two of the biggest wins of their season in the last few weeks, really starting to showcase what they're made of and flexing their muscles in time for the 2 biggest games of the year so far over the next 2 weeks when they've got Olympic and Albion Park. If they can get a result against Olympic and Albion Park, maybe even close that gap to Olympic, we're looking for a really interesting second half of the season. Winoona with their first loss since the 4-0 loss against Coniston, their second loss of the year. They now drop out of the 5 on goal difference after Bulleye's big win over South Coast United. This weekend will be their toughest of the season, Winoona, so far. So 2 games against 2 of the biggest teams in Olympic and Bulleye. This weekend has the potential to be season-defining, so if they get no points this weekend, they could drop to as low as 8th. But 4 points this weekend, they could be as high as 3rd. So whatever happens this weekend will be interesting to see for Winoona. It could be season-defining. Who knows? But a 6-pointer game against Bulleye because of the same points. Obviously, they're both on 14 points, I believe it is. So it is a 6-pointer for both sides. Is it their biggest game of the season so far? Personally, I think so, yes, in terms of importance of staying in touch with the five. It'll be interesting to see, of course. Bulleye with a big 6-0 win. And obviously, they're coming off a tough, tough loss. So how Winoona turn this result around, 4-0 last week? How they turn it around and perform this weekend? It could possibly define how they start their run in towards the end of the season. But we'll move on to the next game. Port Kembla 1-0 over Bulambi. A clean sheet for Port. Their first clean sheet of the season. So very, very happy camp over there. They have 3 wins on the trot, if you want to count their Burt Bannerman Cup win over Bulambi. Jordan Nikolovsky with another goal, making it 11 for the season now. Are Port a top five chance right now? Certainly now in the mix, I reckon. Only 2 points away, but their next four games are as crucial as any fixtures so far this year. The next four includes Coromel, Coniston, South Coast United and Winoona. There's games there where they're playing against teams around them, so the next month in particular for Port Kembla is crucial. Bulambi, the only positive for them is that they have jagged a point here or there over the season so far, so they've got that gap from the bottom of the ladder, about 4 points now. Their game against South Coast United next week, though, will be crucial for them as to whether they can extend that gap or whether they'll have other teams hot on their heels. They're only one goal away as well from Port Kembla in this one. Means they're in the game, but yeah, look, good win for Port Kembla. That's two wins on the trot now, I believe, for the first time this season. So most important for them to continue that form into next week in particular. But wow, this next game was huge. 8-0 Coniston over Cronulla. Coniston, the biggest win of the season so far. They were my smoky for top five at the start of the year. They're playing like a genuine top five side right now. Rob Janowski mentioning 2 clean sheets in a row. They've conceded only 10 goals so far this year across the 9 games. Mind you, 7 of those goals came against Wollongong Olympic, United and Albie Parker up the top. So only 2 losses so far this year as well against the top teams in Olympic and Albion Park. But Connor was a club, you've got to give them credit to them. They were relegated to Community League, up to District League. Their first year in Premier League was only 2019, so only 2 years ago now. It's their third season now. The progression that club has made has been outstanding, so credit must go to them on and off the field. Adam Volader, though, new signing from Sydney, has been huge for Coniston. In my opinion, it's no coincidence that ever since the likes of him, Ekwe Dalmeida and Michael Mendes came along, that Coniston has been increasing their win rates, obviously. Solid form over the last few weeks in particular for Coniston, so well done to them. But not only that as well, Steve Ogonoski, big hat-trick. He's got 5 for the season now, so credit must go to him as well. It's hard to find a hat-trick, but we saw 3 of them over the weekend. Now, Cronulla, though, biggest defeat in the competition since Wollongong Olympics, 9-0 win over Picton in 2018. So where to here for Crinny? Well, where to for Crinny? Friday night will be the answer. They've got a massive game against South Coast United on Friday night. It's 11v12. If they can get a result in that one, could possibly stretch the gap to the bottom to 7 points. But if they don't get a result, South Coast might get the win. They've only got South Coast 1 point behind them now, so it's a crucial game for both sides. That's where their focus needs to turn to now. But for this next game, we predicted it last week. Expect a thriller. We got a thriller. Albion Park White Eagles 4-3 over Tarawana. So the last 6 games, as rattled off by Dylan Arvell on Twitter, Albion Park White Eagles 4-3 on the weekend. The elimination final, which finished 1-1, 9-8 on penalties to Albion Park. Before that, Albion Park got up 5-4 last year in the regular season. Tarawana 2-1 the previous. Albion Park 4-1 the previous to that, and then obviously Tara got that 5-0 win before that. I don't know what it is about this fixture. Maybe it's the way the teams play, the way they attack, but there's always goals, goals, goals. Hamish Lamberton with his first goal for Albion Park, the winner. Honestly, the best-looking ringer in the region, I can confirm. Cameron Morgan, 12 goals in 9. After not scoring in his first 3, that is ridiculous. He now leads the Golden Boot tally. Nick Olofsky with a slow week, only with 1 goal this week. Morgo with 3, he's got 12 goals. He leads Nick Olofsky. But for Hamish Lamberton, I was talking to him earlier this week. He said for Morgo, the ball's like a magnet for his feet, he said. These was his analogy. He said Hamish actually said he's considering just following Morgo around the field now so he might get a goal because he's always there where it needs to be. But this Golden Boot race is so fun to watch. We've got blokes creeping up the top, but we've just got this two-horse race outside of the race that's going on beneath them as well. So it's interesting to see how it plays out. But for Tarawana, Bon Myung-Ku with another goal after getting his first last week. Tara showing that they can compete with the top five sides. And if they get a few results here and there, they could possibly challenge for a top five spot. But for drama in this one, obviously Dan Chapman grabbed an equaliser in the 90th minute. And anyone would think that that would be the game. We would be looking for a draw. But in this fixture, we've seen Anything could happen. Anything could happen. Anything did happen because Lamberton grabbed the winner just 3 minutes later. Now, the Saturday night game was a demolition. 6-0 Bulleye over South Coast United. A much-needed result for Bulleye. Guy Knight showing his class with a hat-trick. Could this kickstart a Bulleye run? We'll know more after this week because there's been times this year where they've grabbed a good win, haven't been able to back it up a week later. So we'll just have to wait and see. Inconsistency has been their issue. But considering the firepower in their squad, there is no reason why that can't kickstart a run. Couldn't have prepared for the local derby in any better fashion, in my opinion. Their biggest win of the year so far. It's similar to Port Kembla a few weeks ago, this trend. Is last week with their two wins, the kickstart they needed? It personally, from my opinion, I think it is. I think it is because obviously we all touted this squad to be up there this year. It's a gun squad when you look at it. And the likes of Knight, Littler, Beattie, Van Zyl, McDonald, all sorts of Davies. You could rattle off their whole squad basically, but similar to Port for you a few weeks ago, this could be the results that kickstart a run. Hopefully for their sake it does, because otherwise any more drop points and their hopes of a possible challenge for the top two spots could be out of reach, considering how well United and Olympic are going. But for South Coast United, they've had their two biggest losses this season in back-to-back weeks. They had the 5-0 loss to United and obviously Wollongong United, that is, and a 6-0 loss to Bulleye. They have failed to score for 5 games in a row now. They really need something over the next 2 weeks. And the most important 2 weeks of their season, a win will close the gap to the teams closest to them, while a loss could put them out of reach for the time being. Their next 2 weeks, obviously, Cringilla on Friday night this week, and then Bulambi next week. They've got a big one on Friday night where a win is a must for both sides. Obviously, the one against Cajill, we touched on that earlier. Both sides are desperate for a win right now, so we'll see how that one goes. But the final game of the round, we had Wollongong Olympic 3-1 over Coromel. Olympic with another win, but Coromel had taken everyone back a bit when they took the lead in the 57th through Iacovelli. Olympic didn't take the lead until the 87th minute, but their newest signing, Varnelio, just put the game to bed with a penalty in the 90th minute. Coromel's next 2 weeks in particular are crucial. Their two games against Port Kembla and Tarawana, two sides who are right near them, and this could define their path towards compete for a top five spot, whether they'll give themselves their best chance possible. Obviously, Port Kembla and Tara are right near them now. They're chasing Port Kembla and Tara at the moment. There have been more positive signs for Coromel over the last few weeks or so, but still a little bit of inconsistency in their results, which they'll look to address. It's looking like win-loss trend at the moment, but Olympic just keep on finding a way to win. They face Wollongong United and Bulleye over the next few weeks, which will be crucial for the title race. Just got so much firepower, but the Wollongong United game will be huge for them. There could be a real chance that we... And look, I'm just throwing it out there. There's two teams that are unbeaten at the moment, United and Olympic. Is there a chance, there could be a real chance that we could see a team go undefeated throughout this whole season? Now, if anyone knows, I don't know. I've tracked this back to about 2012. There hasn't been a league champion that's gone unbeaten in the last 10 years in particular. I don't know if has there ever been a team that's been unbeaten in the regular season. If you do, look, flick us a message. I want to know who, because there is a chance. We've got two teams who are unbeaten at the moment. There's a real chance we could see a team go undefeated through this season, so it'd be interesting to see. I'm not too sure if we've ever seen it in the local league before, but for Olympic, Varnelia will be key for them, and he has been key for them. He's grabbed two penalties over the his first two games for Olympic. Of course, the George Naylor medalist in 2019. Had a couple of injury issues last year, had a stint with the Wolves earlier this year, and he's come back to put his mark on this league. It'll be interesting to see his progression with this strong Olympic team. Now, we'll just quickly get into the Golden Boot race. Now, this is according to the Football South Coast website. So the stats may not have quite updated yet, but from what I've looked at, the stats have updated. So obviously, we've got Morgan on 12 goals after 9 games, Nikoloski on 11, Corey Haynes-Gross on 6, Ben McDonald's gone up to 5 now, as is Dinko Tursic and Guy Knight. Although some of those ones haven't updated yet. It says they're playing 8 games, where obviously it's around 9, unless if they've missed a game. But this is according to the site. So we've got Hikaru Kawasaki on 5. Mitsuo Yamada on five. Goodchild's on five. Jozefski starts a run of players on four. And then there's quite a few on three and two as well. But we will now get into the round 10 preview.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fraternity Club at Ferry Meadow. You can get your best wood fire pizzas in the Illawarra here. Come on down, join as a member, grab a drink, have dinner, sit back and watch some football on the big screen. If you're having a function, be sure to get in contact with a frat as they have an extremely large function room upstairs in the club. The podcast is also brought to you by our sponsor, Austbrokers, City State Insurance Brokers. Contact them or see them at their office on Crown Street, just above Zambrero, for all your insurance needs. Both of our sponsors are fantastic supporters of football. Both are run by football people, so be sure to show some support.
There are a lot of crucial games this weekend. I'm just looking through on the top of the ladder and all the way through to the bottom of the ladder. There's a lot of crucial games, tight games this weekend as well. So Cringilla against South Coast United, 8 p.m. Friday at Cranbourne Park. The most crucial game of these two seasons so far, in my opinion. Both sides coming off the league's two biggest losses of the season so far last week. Obviously, 8-0 and 6-0 respectively. For South Coast United, they're now 4 points away from Cringilla and Bulambi. A loss here would see Crini drift 7 points away with a game against Bulambi next week for South Coast United. A win would put them just 1 point behind Cringilla. So desperation will be key here for both sides. Cringilla desperately need to get a move on, in my opinion. They do not want to be reeled in by South Coast United behind them, who are just 4 points away. A loss this weekend would make it 1 point. It will increase the pressure if that happens. They don't want that to happen. They need to find something. They need to find something. Obviously, 8-0 wasn't ideal last week. But if they need to get a result, now's the time. So this one has the potential to be close. Maybe one goal in it. Obviously, one goal in it. Who knows? But next game as well, Bulleye against Winoona, 2:30 p.m. Saturday at Balls Paddy. Probably the most genuine local derby of the competition. So this rivalry, from what I've seen externally, it's intensified a bit over the last few years as Winoona has risen up the ranks. Bulleye narrowly defeated Winoona 2-1 in round one last year. That was the last time they met. But with Bulleye having a big win last week and Winoona having a big loss, it will be interesting to see how both sides respond. Can Bulleye continue from their result last week? Absolutely they can. They've got the squad to do it. It's just whether they can overcome that inconsistency that's plagued them a bit the last month or so. With regards to Winoona, though, can they regather quickly after last week? Well, look, the last time they lost and the only other time they've lost this year was a 4-0 loss to Coniston. And after that, they came out the next week and won 6-2. So they do know how to bounce back from a loss. So, but just based on last week, I think it'll be a tight Bulleye win. Now, I've got no one here to match my tips this week, so I'm on my own tipping. I've gone 2-1 Bulleye with man of the match guy Knight. Bulambi versus Coniston next up, 2:30 p.m. Saturday at Elizabeth Park. So Conno have yet another chance to show what they're capable of this week as they take on a resilient Bulambi side. Not much has been said about this yet, but this is Jeff Allport's first game against his old club. Obviously, he was Conno coach for the last 2 years, I believe it was. Can Conno build on the last few weeks and get even stronger? Well, look, the signings of Volada, Mendez and Dalmeida have coincided with their strong results. Not much of a coincidence, though, in my opinion, because I reckon that's been a strong reason as to how they've been crawling up the top of the table. But that was some big moves from Coniston, in my opinion, which could possibly see them push into the top five because of it and stay in the top five. But can Bulambi get a result at home? They also have a crucial game next week as well against South Coast United, which they want to be building for. So they'll see this game as a game which could be huge for them. And if they get something out of it as well, it'd be a big confidence booster. But Conno's defensive record has been superb recently. Keanu and company have been key to that, of course. But my tip, I'm going 3-1 Coniston with Volada man of the match. He's been in superb form recently. Now, match of the round, this one, Wollongong United against Albion Park White Eagles, 2:30 p.m. Saturday at Macedonia Park. So, in my opinion, match of the round, and I think it's the biggest game of Wollongong United's season so far. Oliver Vitkovsky saying last week, we definitely turned up in the Winoona game. We're the more hungry of the two teams today. I just think we were more clinical in every moment, was his words. Hunger and clinical two words that perfectly describe United, in my opinion, especially so far the way they've been going. United have shown some big form the last couple of weeks, scoring 9 in the last two, conceding absolutely none, which is a perfect defensive record and a perfect attacking record just about as well. Amin Pakwadigals, though, have had a knack over the last few weeks of finding a goal right at the death to get a result. They've scored their goal to equalise against Olympic in the 90th minute. I think it was stoppage time. And not only that as well, they got a 93rd minute winner through Lamerton last week. So doing it both times over the last 2 weeks as well, they've shown they're fighting right to the death as well, and they're always in it until the final whistle blows. So Olympic will be hoping, Olympic from an external point of view in this game, will be hoping for a draw, because if that means if they win both games this weekend, they'll gain even more points on both of these teams. And mind you, Wollongong Olympic have United next week's, which will be probably the game of the season, the way things are shaping at the moment. But Morgan, the goal-scoring juggernaut of the comp so far, along with Nikoloski, and as usual, you'd expect him to be key of Albion Parker to get a result in this one. Confidence will be high for the hottest ringer in the league, of course, Hamish Lambton, after getting his first Albion Park White Eagles goal last week. My tip this one, tight game. I just can't go past Wollongong United at the moment. They've been in superb form. Haven't lost a game yet. I'm going 3-2 United. I reckon there'll be a few goals in this one. My man of the match, can't go past Matty Brennan. He's been superb recently, and he was my tip for player of the round. So he has to be my tip for man of the match. Tarawana and Wollongong Olympic, 2:30 p.m. Saturday at Tarawana Oval. So a big game for both sides here. Tarawana stay in touch with the five, which is currently a three-point gap between them and the five, while Olympic will want to get away from Wollongong United and now Mid Park right behind them. Now, do I think Tara can get a result here? Anything's possible, but personally, I think at the moment, Wollongong Olympic are too strong. And adding Van Elliott to the squad, former George Nail medalist, has only strengthened that squad, which was already ridiculously strong. But Tara have caused an upset before, so don't rule anything out. They nearly got the result against Albion Park on the weekend. For Olympic, though, their biggest weekend of the season so far. Two wins this weekend could see their lead at the top increase to as much as 6 points. So a drop in points, though, however, could see United or Albion Park hot on their heels leading into United and Olympic's big game next week. They have a bit. They had a bit of a scare last week conceding against Carmel, but the ship was steady, and then they got the 3 points in the end. It eventually became routine, but Carmel gave them a little bit of a scare when they took the lead midway through the second half. So should Tara drop points, though, they could potentially be taken over by Carmel and dropped to ninth. So this one is crucial for both sides here. My tip, I'm going 3-1 Wollongong Olympic with Van Elia, that is, man of the match. Now, the final game of the round, a really tight and crucial one here. Carmel Rangers against Port Kembla FC, 2:30 p.m. Sunday at Memorial. An important game in terms of both sides staying in touch with the top five this one. Port Kembla now have had back-to-back wins for the first time this season. Three wins if you want to count their Burpee Cup win over Bulambi, so three wins in a row. Carmel have had some up-and-down results, but have shown relative improvement over the season. This one will come down to, in my opinion, this one will come down to whose attack is at their best. Carmel, obviously, with the likes of Norville, Goodchild, Iacovelli, and Locock, going up against Port's attack in Nikolovsky, Matthias Perez, Nagatsuka, and Corella and Chiodi, who have made their way into the team as well, doing good things. But in my opinion, the winner will be one whose attack shows up out of the two. Personally, I would expect a few goals in this one. Nikolovsky, though, uncharted territories. He's no longer leading the Golden Boot race, so he'll want to stay in touch with Morgan, who's banging them in for fun at the moment, let's be honest. Both of them are just in a two-horse race. But Carmel will be without Reece Wilson after his red card last week. In terms of form, Port Kembla have the upper hand over Carmel, particularly over the last few weeks. I have them narrowly getting up in this one. I've gone 3-2 Port Kembla. My man of the match is going to be Keegan Matthias, but a quick last-minute plug-in. So T-shirt drop coming soon, Footballer T-shirt drop. Please show some support for the drop, hopefully coming soon. I'm sure you've seen the concept T-shirts we've been throwing around the last week. Looking to hopefully drop them very soon in the near future for everyone. I would love everyone's support for the shirts when they do drop. Just remember that every bit of support shown by you guys will be reciprocated. So if you buy a shirt eventually or support the frat, the appreciation will be given back through the contact I provide for you guys. got some big things planned. Hopefully we can grow this, hopefully keep it going in the years to come. And your support of the projects, just like the shirt drop, and the support of our sponsors like the Frat as well, much appreciated. We can keep on going if you support the platform, I'll support you with the content. So a quick plug in, last minute plug in as well. The Frat has got the UEFA Champions League final on their big screen this week, Sunday the 30th of May at 5 a.m. And they've got the Euros showing in the club from the 11th of June to the 11th of July. But right now, one of the biggest guests of the year so far. Stick around. We're about to chat with Albion Park Wild Eagles attacker and current Golden Boot leader in Cameron Morgan. Interesting chat this one. Let's see how we go.
And welcome back to the podcast. And now we've got on the line Albion Park Wild Eagles attacker and current Golden Boot leader Cameron Morgan. How's things, mate?
Hey, mate. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm going good, mate. You know, life's good.
Mate, last minute winner against Tarawana on the weekend. Hat trick from yourself, which is obviously a standard weekend at the moment. Seems like there's always something going on with Albion Park Place Tarawana.
Oh, it's always a high scoring game, isn't it, mate? But I feel on the weekend we definitely let them stay in the game. And then young Hamish got the winner, mate, got his first goal for Albion Park, so it was good to see.
Yeah, top play is Hamish. What were you guys thinking when that equaliser went in?
When that equaliser went in, a lot of the boys were devastated. I just looked at Rob Del Banco, who was on the field with me. I said, man, we've got to get another one. Me and him actually tried to go through off the kickoff. But once we kicked off, I looked up and there was about 11 players. I thought, what are we doing here? But I think it was, I reckon it was probably the last minute and a half when we scored. And I look up and Bowden Allport, the centre-back, he's up near the strike. I'm like, what's going on here? What's he doing up here? And he won the header. Fortunately enough, it fell to my feet and I just laid it off to Hamish who slotted it nicely, mate. Yeah, definitely was worrying signs when that equaliser went in. But we dug deep and we got that winner, which is what it's all about.
Now, season 2021 for yourself, 12 goals in 9 games. Sum up your start of the year so far from your perspective.
We'll just disregard the first 3 games. didn't do much in them ones. But from ever since then, I seem to be finding myself in the right place to put the ball in the back of the net. You know, a couple of penalties, where three seasons ago, I think it was, they cost me the Golden Boot, really, taking those penalties. I was missing the target. But this year, yeah, I'm finding the back of the net from the spot, which is giving me a bit more confidence boost. And I'm definitely a confidence player. So, yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, mate, you touched on it. So, first 3 games of the year, you didn't find the back of the net. And now here we are 6 weeks later and you've got 3 hat-tricks. So how does a dramatic change of success like that in front of goal come about?
Oh, I've got no idea, mate. I was definitely, there was big worries going on. It's always, I think I said it on the other podcast, it's really hard to get that first goal, you know, for the season to really get it kick-started. So I think that's all it took, mate. I was thinking about it a bit too much, and then I finally got that goal, and now, yeah, I can't stop finding the back of the net at the moment.
And from a team perspective, how's Albion Park's start of the 2021 been from your eyes?
Mate, I think it's been a brilliant start by us. We haven't clicked 100%, but we have scored some nice team goals, you know, where we play it down wide, whip it in, and then we score on, which is what we practice a lot on, you know, your patterns of play and like getting that into our game, going down and whipping it is what we try to get our wing-backs into the game a lot. And it's starting to work, but we're definitely not 100% where we need to be. You know, we've dropped a couple points here and there where we probably should have taken the 3 points. But we're sitting in third and we're right behind the pack. So I think we're sitting nice, mate. It's a good start for us.
From a team perspective, what's been the highlight of the year so far for the squad?
I don't know. You can't really say the Olympic draw because I feel like maybe we could have jagged a win there. So that's not really a highlight, but I don't know. Just winning games is really the highlight at the moment. So yeah, that's about it.
And yeah, obviously you had the coaching change early on. So Alvin Checkley, how has he been around the squad?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable, mate. He's always professional and always wants everything perfect. He knows what he's talking about. He's been there. He's done it. So everybody listens to him at the club and even the young boys. So he's really, really just boosted the club ever since he's come into that role, you know.
And another new recruit in Lamberton, Sydney, old Sydney FC youth striker, came from the Wolves. How has he been with the team so far?
Oh, mate, he slotted straight in. First session, you know, it was nothing. It was like he's been there before. It was perfect. And he's really, really, he's quality up there. He's nippy and it's good to see him get his first goal. And now hopefully he can start banging them in, you know, which he's got the quality to do. So.
And next 2 weeks, massive 2 weeks for you boys. You're taking on the unbeaten Wollongong United this weekend before taking on Bulleye the week after. How are you boys prepping for the weekend?
Yeah, look, they're undefeated United, but we've got a couple of boys in our squad who played there. You know, Jakey Layton, Sam Munro, who else is there? There's a few there that have actually, they played there, Del Banco. So it's a big game for us, and we're going to be coming out guns blazing, trying to get that win. But at the moment, yeah, it's a good vibe at training, and everyone's very keen for the game. Can't wait.
How confident are you boys are that you can get some good results over the next few weeks?
I think looking back at some of our results, it shows that we can definitely get the results against some top teams. But also we need to start 100% clicking. And when we do, I think it's going to be full steam ahead, and we'll get a few wins under the belt, mate. Yeah.
Now, Morgo, before we finish up, I actually want to congratulate your decision on stopping that hat-trick flip at my expense because, mate, you're scoring that many of them at the moment that I don't think Eagles would have held up anyway.
They definitely wouldn't have, mate. I've got a nickname back from when I was at Port Kembla, old Chalk Ankles, because I used to be out a couple of weeks every now and then because I had to get an operation on it and all those sort of things. So I think it's time that par passes, no more flips. Now I don't know what to do when I score it now, though.
Just look around.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, we got a listener question through. We actually had a heap of questions come through, but all of them were X-rated and not suitable for publication.
Yeah, I bet they were. A few of my mates were sending them in to me. I was a bit worried what you were going to ask me.
Nah, we've got one here. It's probably the only PG-rated question I've got. Hardest defender in the IPL?
This year or that I've versed? I don't know.
Oh, we'll go this year and then all time.
This year, I'd say at the moment, Rorke from Olympic, he's been the hardest one I've versed. He's an animal in the back there, and he goes in hard. He's an old school defender. And then the hardest, I'd probably have to say, probably Alvin Checkley when he was playing. He just read the game unbelievable. And yeah, that's probably the hardest one that I've ever versed, you know?
Yeah, good answer, mate. Well, personally, thanks for coming on for quick chat as well, and all the best for the weekend.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me.